The executive director of the Jefferson County Public Health Department offered her resignation yesterday during a two-hour special closed-door Board of Health meeting. The four-member board unanimously accepted the resignation of Dr. Barbara Comstock, who began her employment with the County Health Department in February of last year. About 2 hours after the meeting, the board released a statement thanking Comstock for her service, but did not offer an explanation as to her departure. According to the Denver Post, Comstock was unpopular with some segments of the community, especially after the county health department reinstated a mask mandate during last fall's COVID-19 surge. The paper reports a group that supported conservative school board candidates during last year's election did actively push for Comstock's removal. Douglas County students walked out of class yesterday in protest of the school board's firing of Superintendent Corey Wise. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
At 1:10 p.m. yesterday afternoon, hundreds of students walked out of their schools in protest to mainly support former Superintendent Corey Wise. But the students were also showing concerns with the school board's vote to change the district's equity policy. The Denver Post reports that the coordinated student walkout yesterday came after hundreds of teachers called in sick, forcing the district to cancel classes last Thursday. The teachers' rally was also to support Wise before his firing by the Douglas County School Board on Friday. The four-person majority of the school board wanted Wise to change the equity policy that the prior school board had passed in March 2021. This had the district fix inequitable practices and create an equity advisory committee. The policy drew critiques from people who thought that this would lead Douglas County schools to teach critical race theory, which examines how racism influences public policy and institutions such as health care. Wise had worked in the district for almost three decades, including as a teacher, and served as interim superintendent. He was in his first year as superintendent. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Colorado State Auditor is referring four former employees of the state's judicial branch to law enforcement after its investigations surrounding scandals at the Supreme Court office suggest there is possible criminal activity by the court's former staff. The Colorado Supreme Court announced the auditor's decision yesterday. Audit investigators said they found at least some evidence of occupational fraud or the misuse of public funds committed by former Chief of Staff Mindy Macias, former Human Resources Director Eric Brown, former State Court Administrator Chris Ryan, and an unnamed individual. According to the Denver Post, the state auditor found evidence that Macias and Brown collected speaking and consulting fees while working on state time, gave an unusually large separation settlement to an unnamed employee who had access to damaging information against them, and also arranged a $2.75 million contract after Macias left her job. Ryan, who was a friend of the unnamed employee, approved the settlement handled by Macias and Brown. The Denver Post reports the state auditor's report is among six investigations looking into the scandals at the Colorado Judicial Branch, which include the FBI, Attorney Regulation Council, Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline, and two law firms. An advisory committee will present its findings this evening to the Boulder City Council regarding the formation of a new property tax-funded district for the city's libraries. According to the Daily Camera, the 12-member Library District Advisory Committee recommends funding the district with a property tax mill levy up to 3.8 mills and establishing a board of trustees to guide the work. The Daily Camera reports the proposed rate of taxation equates to an additional $26 in property taxes per $100,000 of a home's assessed value. If the boundaries of the new district extend into parts of unincorporated Boulder County, the proposed property tax revenue will meet the goal of the expanding services set in a 2018 master plan. Besides funding, the committee is also recommending a transfer of ownership of library buildings and land through a new common interest community and for library staff to make a living wage as set through the terms of an intergovernmental agreement. The Colorado Department of Human Services announced last week participants in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will continue to receive the maximum amount of funds this month as approved under emergency pandemic spending measures. SNAP funds food purchases to low-income households via state-issued EBT cards. the Department of Human Services said in its press release, the state has met the criteria for extra assistance and the federal government has approved the max allotment since the start of the pandemic. The distribution of the emergency allotment started on February 6th and will go through February 11th. SNAP participants do not need to take any action to receive the supplemental benefits. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the 20s. According to the National Weather Service, strong and gusty winds will continue this morning in the mountains and foothills with speeds up to 65 miles per hour. Decreased winds will spread into the plains. The current temperature in Boulder is 45 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.
Mental health, just not having all of that.
Joanna turned to National Jewish